so staying informed should not be a chore. Stay connected and be informed. News Radio KMAN.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And thanks to Greg McClure, Riley County Extension, for stopping by, giving us a little bit of a crops update and also Riley County Fair update. But right now we're going to talk about something we talked about all week here on all our Manhattan broadcasting companies, the Stuff the Bus event that's going to take place in front of Walmart tomorrow. And I'm here with Director of Elementary Education for USD 383, Lucas Shivers, and Fit Closet Coordinator Tracy Emery. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Hello.
The weekend's finally in sight, and a big weekend for us with Stuff the Bus.
Yeah. Very true.
And I guess talk a little bit about Stuff the Bus. I know we NBC partnered with you all last year, and I think we broke a record as far as items donated. Mm-hmm. We literally stuffed the bus. It was
I helped unstuff the bus, and it was incredible.
Lots of loads, yeah. Yes. This is our 11th year of this event with the partnership from K-State Credit Union, from Kansa United Way, and from Manhattan Broadcasting Company and Walmart and lots of others who come together in this community to support our more than 6,000 students in the district. We want them to have fresh supplies to support their learning across all subject areas. So we're really excited to be able to support those students and families who need a little extra support to get that school year started so that they can have the fresh supplies, the hype and the excitement that really supports their entry into school and their learning to be able to take off.
And Lucas, tell us a little bit about the history of Stuff the Bus. How long has this been going on?
Yeah, this is our 11th year, so we've got
a
great partnership.
That. Sorry, you did say that.
No, that's worried. I'm sure it's had roots much farther back, but this current arrangement of sponsorships and support, it's been really good. We asked for the community to come out on Saturday from about 10 till 2, and you'll see a large bus in front of Walmart that we're asking for all kinds of supplies, basically any school supplies. We've tried to get starter packs kind of started, so I'll read through a quick list. We're asking for disinfectant wipes, tissues, pocket folders, scissors, erasers, glue sticks, composition notebooks, Ziploc bags, Post-it notes, hand sanitizer, pencil boxes or bags, rulers, binders, copy paper, index cards, colored pencils, highlighters, dry erase markers, calculators, glue, markers, paints, Sharpies, headphones, some memory sticks up to 4G, any snacks that you'd like to share, trapper keepers, sheet protectors, calculators, pencils, and backpacks.
Quite a list there.
Quite a
list. And I remember helping out with the event that last year a little bit, did see a lot of that. And Tracy, Pit Closet Coordinator, Tracy Emery, first real quick, tell us a little bit about Fit Closet and what the FIT stands for.
Sure. Fit Closet stands for Families in Transition. So to qualify to shop at the Fit Closet, a family must live within the USD 383 boundaries, and they must have a child enrolled in one of our schools, whether that be Head Start or pre-K, all the way up through senior high. The other qualification is that they need to either be housing insecure. So these things will be identified through central enrollment process. And then also free and reduced lunch. Families who qualify for that also qualify to shop at the Fit Closet. So when Lucas mentions our 6,000 plus students within the school district, approximately 2,000 of them qualify to shop at the Fit Closet. So they can come and get all of those school supplies that are being donated through Stuff the Bus and all the different various drives that are going on in the community.
And I'm sure this event is a very big help for Fit
Closet. Oh, my word. Yes, that's an understatement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's huge. So all of those school supplies then will come to the Fit Closet that are collected tomorrow during Stuff the Bus. And we will unstuff the bus into the Fit Closet and have it all organized. We'll spend the next week getting that ready to go. And then families can come in the 30th of July through August 2nd and get their backpacks with their child's school supply list from their child's classroom teacher.
And Lucas, I think what's been so successful about this program is just kind of the ease of it. It's very easy just to, I mean, most of the time, it seems like every other day I feel like there's something that I forgot to get that's like, I just need to go by Walmart real quick and pick something up. And it's so easy just to grab like an extra set of pencils and all this stuff adds up. That's the beauty of it, is that it doesn't require a huge contribution for any one person.
Yeah, it's a little from everyone. And that's community of our supporting area is just so generous to be able to do that. We were able to arrange about 250 starter packs last year to give away to students, and our goal this year is for 300. So if you
we're gonna
average
blow that out of the
we
water.
Hope so, yes. If you average that out, it's $10,000 plus of donations that are given to start school well for our students who are in need.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about, again, just going back to the real foundation of this is the students in need, because, again, it's just one of those things where you're looking at school supplies when you're at various stores, and you look at it, and none of these individual items cost a whole lot, so you don't think it's any sort of issue for students to get some of these supplies. But, Tracy, I think you were touching on it a little bit. When you really look at it, there is a significant portion of the student population that they just – their parents can't afford it, or there's just issues there with the family, not having a whole lot of family, or it's just not able to happen.
That's so true. So families who come in, one of the coolest things about being at the Fit Closet as a volunteer is watching a mom or a dad hand that backpack to their student, and tears of joy and excitement are streaming down their face because they weren't quite sure how they were going to afford all the things on that list that their, you know, their school is asking for them to bring. So to be able to hand that to them and see the smiles, it's such a joy. It's so much fun.
And it is quite a bit of supplies anymore. It seems like every year is just, which is a good thing that there's all these different ways and resources that kids can learn. But I mean, that can be a pricey bill, especially if you're a mom or dad and you have like two or three kids in school. I mean, that can add up. I remember growing up, it was just my sister and I, but I remember it get close to school supply time a year around this time of year in the summer. And I remember my mom kind of stressing out a little bit about trying to get all this stuff for both me and her. If you're dealing with a family with like three or four children in school, I can't imagine.
Yeah, our teachers spend quite a bit out of their pockets already, so it's really helpful for students to bring the supplies on the list to just support the activities that go on around learning in the classroom, around all of our subject areas. So it's really a great partnership with so many generous people in our community.
Brady Bowman here with Director of Elementary Education for USD 383, Lucas Shivers, who you just heard speaking, also Fit Closet Coordinator Tracy Emery. We're talking about Stuff the Bus that will be happening tomorrow afternoon or late morning into the afternoon in front of Walmart, where you'll see a giant school bus. I mean, we're not stuffing a small bus by any means. We're stuffing a regular size large bus. And again, I remember last year it was really cool. People coming out, and we'll be handing out pieces of paper. So if you're unsure of, like, when I get there, I don't know what I'm going to get, well, we'll have some pieces of paper and some guidelines for you.
We'll have all kinds of reminders, and we've got great volunteers who are going to be out there. We think Willie's going to come, so you'll get to have some live broadcasts from Manhattan Broadcasting, Willie, and lots of other fun excitement to kick off this event and really kick off our entire school year to really be successful for every student.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of us here at Manhattan Broadcasting that will be there tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow to kind of help facilitate some things. And that's the other great thing too, as far as stuffing the bus for those out in the public. All you got to do is just get the stuff and you just hand it to us. We'll worry about the stuffing and the manual labor. We got that taken care of. So it makes it just even easier. Anything else before we go?
We have a website, Stuff the Bus MHK, if you want to see more. And there's stuff on Facebook and other social media outlets. But we just really are excited to start this school year. Our first day of school is August 15th.
Coming up.
Yeah, it's less than a month away. So our teachers and staff and USD 383 are super excited to welcome everyone and to have this learning environment kick off strong.
Yeah. I would put a plug in for the Fit Closet website. It's fitcloset.org. And it's full of details about the Fit Closet, our current hours, because our schedule fluctuates somewhat. Also ways to get involved with the Fit Closet in the future if people are looking for ways to volunteer and give back to the community.
And where is the Fit Closet
located?
The Fit
Closet is located at 1609 College Avenue, and it sits in a little white house behind College Avenue Methodist Church, who actually donates the building to us to use for free.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, really appreciate you both coming in and sharing this with us. I know we're all excited here at NBC to help out tomorrow and hopefully break another record tomorrow.
Right. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Brady.
Thanks for coming in. When we come back, we'll talk about another great effort and great cause. We'll talk about the Battle of the Badges and American Red Cross Blood Drive. Coming up, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Happy Friday.